You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. The California State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman, spoke about an update to the Ethnic Studies Model curriculum that is now posted on the California Department of Education website. Here are the edited words of Superintendent Thurman.
Good morning. As you know, back in September, I announced that we were launching the Education to End Hate initiative as a multifaceted effort to confront incidents of hate, bigotry, and racism rising across the state and nation, including anti-Semitic behavior and bullying of Asian American students, Islamophobia, LGBTQ discrimination, and violence directed at people of color. And it's against this backdrop that I want to provide an update of the development of an ethnic studies model curriculum. Like our educators and students have told us, they want ethnic studies now. They want a more honest, more diverse accounting of our state and nation's history. Our students want to see themselves reflected in the curriculum that's being taught in our schools. We know that in this moment of racial reckoning in our state and in our nation, ethnic studies is needed now more than ever in our classrooms. I'm proud to release our latest recommendations to the draft ethnic studies model curriculum. Our recommendations will be posted by the end of today on the CDE website. I know there'll be many questions about how it's changed, so I want to take the time to give you just a few updates and a preview of what to expect. I think it's important to be clear that ethnic studies is a course for all students. California Department of Education's latest recommendations to the model curriculum contain some expanded resources that reflect California's diversity. It promotes critical thinking, empowers educators, all while maintaining a commitment to what we call core ethnic studies. Today's recommendations build on the strength of ethnic studies by bridging the experience of California's diverse communities. You'll see that we have expanded content and lesson plans in the Asian American Studies section. There are resources that have been added to better reflect the diversity of the experiences and contributions of groups that have been marginalized and understudied, including Filipino communities, Japanese American studies, Korean American studies, Pacific Islander studies, and Southeast Asian studies. The CDEs work very closely with educators in the Native American studies community to recommend some revisions and additions that will help to strengthen the existing lessons. I also want to announce that there is a proposed expanded appendix that would offer additional content that will create space for all students to see themselves in the classroom, to further reflect California's diversity while honoring what we call core ethnic studies disciplines. We want to connect with students of all backgrounds, and we're proposing to do this through an expanded appendix that will offer additional materials and sample lesson plans that raise the voices of additional groups, such as Arab Americans, Armenian Americans, Sikh Americans, Jewish Americans, and others, all whose experience intersect in California. The CDE's latest recommendations represent a bold approach and balanced and inclusive model that presents multiple ideas and narratives. The recommended draft addresses any previous concerns or criticisms related to language that can be perceived as any form of bias, hatred, or bigotry. And the CDE's recommendations are designed to help students and educators facilitate balanced and equitable discussions involving multiple narratives and voices without overemphasizing that one idea comes at the expense of another. So what comes next? The Instructional Quality Commission will consider our recommendations on November the 18th. The draft adopted by the IQC will be put back out for a 45-day public review period before going to the State Board of Education. The State Board of Education will then have until March 31st in 2021 to approve the model curriculum. What we're recommending later today will be something that I think all Californians can be proud of and can be a model for the entire nation. I promise you that there'll be some question that someone will have. They'll want to know why we didn't address something in particular. We don't put forward that what we've submitted to you is perfect, but it is thoughtful. It is balanced. It creates an opportunity for discussion. This is a work in progress, and we invite you to be part of the solution. If there's something that you see that you don't like, join us. Help us make it stronger. But join us in finding ways to bring us all together. Our nation needs healing, and it needs it now. And ethnic studies is an important part of that conversation. We look forward to seeing you on the journey as we go forward. I hope that you continue to stay safe and well, and I thank you for today's conversation.